Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And then the man steps right up to the microphone.
We're back. It's 12 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. My website is www.jbsba.com. Ladies and gentlemen, because I serve small businesses of all political persuasions, in my role as your advocate, I've assumed an agnostic position, as I mentioned earlier, with regard to political affiliations, with one exception. I ardently promote issues that benefit small businesses, mine and yours, and I speak out against those that threaten, harm, or hinder us, any issues, any policies, any laws, any people who threaten, harm, or hinder us from being successful in our business. You know that I do that. I've done that here on the show. And that means, and basically because of that, I think you could say that I'm absolutely a partisan of the Small Business Party. In fact, that's something I've thought about doing one of these days, is starting the Small Business Party. Not to run a candidate necessarily, although that wouldn't be a bad idea. But I don't want to get into that part of it. But I think we could have more fun just influencing elections, because, as you know, what I think what's good for small business is good for America and for the world. But as I said earlier, as I did in 2000, I'm going to break with my agnostic practice, and I'm going to tell you for whom I'm going to vote for president. My method of explanation and the reasons for my vote are the issues that directly affect the financial and operational aspects of our small businesses. And I've narrowed it down to 5 important key small business issues that I think differentiate the two candidates. And I've got a couple of other things that I hope I have time to get in. Number 1, taxes. The largest drain on our precious small business working capital is taxes. I have spoken with small business owners, as you've heard me say before, all over the country and all over the world. And I ask them this question almost every time I find one. I ask them this question: if you could keep more of the money that you're spending and you're paying for taxes, what would you do with that money? Without blinking, without a second of thought, immediately. It's almost like it's genetic. They're hardwired to feel this way. Everyone I've ever talked to, not only in the United States, but in other countries, have said, I put that money back in my business. We know what you would do with that money, folks. You would use it for your business. You wouldn't spend it on yourself. And that's what makes our economy what it is. And that's the reason why the more small business owners can keep their working capital and pay and not pay taxes that they shouldn't have to pay, the better off the economy is going to be, and that you and I will be. Mr. Bush has passed laws that reduce taxes on small businesses. Mr. Kerry voted against those tax cuts. Number 2, payroll expense. A minimum wage increase is a de facto tax increase on you and me. It puts upward pressure on all wages, and it reduces our working capital, but it does that without creating 1 ounce of new productivity or 1 cent of new opportunity. And as you know, most small business owners exist with fragile cash flows and very thin profits. A minimum wage increase would disproportionately hurt you and me. And when I talk about upward pressure, think about this. If you just gave somebody a raise, a dollar raise, because they earned it, and the next day the government raised minimum wage a dollar to that same level, and the new person coming in who hadn't earned anything, didn't have any skills, had to pay them that rate, how does that affect the morale of that person that just earned a raise, who came to you a year ago with no skills, learned some skills, took some responsibility, you gave them a raise? Anyway, I'll get off my minimum wage soapbox, but I want you to know this. In my opinion, American workers should be their earnings should be determined by the free market fundamentals of competition and performance, not by government fiat. And in my opinion, an increase in the minimum wage is unlikely to be imposed in a Bush administration. Both John Kerry and John Edwards have promised to increase the federal minimum wage by 36%. Number three, regulations. Regulatory compliance hurts small businesses disproportionately. Research by the SBA's Office of Advocacy shows that regulatory compliance per employee costs small business owners more than double that of big businesses. More than double. It's almost $7,000 per employee that you and I pay in a given year per employee just to comply with all of the regulations, the good ones and the bad ones. And that's more than double what big businesses pay per employee. And so any regulation that hurts us, that's applied to small business owner, costs us money. And if they're unnecessary, which many of them are, it hurts us and it costs us money that we shouldn't have to pay. Of the two candidates, I believe Mr. Bush, based on the things that he has done in the last 4 years, I believe Mr. Bush will be less likely to impose unnecessary regulations on small businesses than will Mr. Kerry. Healthcare. This is a very important point, folks. Over 60% of America's uninsured own or work for small businesses. We desperately need the U.S. government to approve association health plans, AHPs. You've heard me talk about this before. It's a critical issue. The AHP law, which is H.R. 4281 in the House, and in the Senate it's S-545, that law would allow small business owners to buy health insurance in groups across state lines, currently prohibited by state insurance laws, as you know, the way big businesses and unions do. The House has passed their bill 8 times. The Senate has passed the bill 0. That we're stuck in the Senate. We've got it through the House. We're stuck in the Senate. If we can get this bill through the Senate, you and I can join with our Chamber of Commerce, can join other chambers of commerce across state line and buy insurance. You and I can take advantage of huge, huge discounts in health care that will allow us to provide insurance for our employees, to be more competitive, to hire a higher caliber of employee, because we can provide these benefits at a price that we can afford to pay and coverage that works. Mr. Bush favors association health plans. Mr. Kerry absolutely does not. 20 after, I'll be right back with entrepreneurship and a couple of more thoughts. Stay with us. 20 after, right back. We're back. It's 23 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. I want to continue my little rant about, maybe some of you might be saying, about who I'm going to vote for. And as I mentioned earlier, this is the only time in 4 years that I actually, you know, talk about my politics. And as I said, my politics are based on primarily, at least especially in the past, on small business issues. I got a couple more small business issues I want to talk about. The fifth one is on entrepreneurship. You and I are risk takers. We accept the consequences of failure, but we also believe that only our ability and the marketplace, only those two things, should limit the benefit that you and I can accrue from any success that results from the risk that we take and the efforts that we make. We accept the consequences of failure, but we expect to be able to take advantage of whatever success results from the risks that we take if we don't fail. And I believe when you hear Mr. Bush talking about what you and I do, and when you hear Mr. Kerry talk about you and I, what you and I do, I think there's a disconnect there. I think Mr. Bush trusts you and me to make decisions for ourselves. He believes that when you and I have more control over our lives and over our businesses, that the economy is going to be better and that you and I are going to be better. Now, I want to talk about Mr. Kerry's voting record. His voting record and the proposals that he has made show that he trusts government more than people. And as an example, the health care is a perfect example of that. Mr. Kerry is against the association health plans. He's more in favor of a single-payer type of program, not unlike a universal program. I'm not saying that's what he's calling it, but it is more like that than anything that's on the table right now. Now, anybody who believes that, I don't think thinks like a small business owner, at least not the ones that I know, certainly a lot like me. As an entrepreneur, I think more like Mr. Bush than Mr. Kerry. Now, speaking of health care, speaking of people who are not favorable for small business, I want to talk about somebody that's that you've heard me speak of before. And the only person that I've ever been spoken specifically about on this show as being a negative influence, a negative factor in small business, and that's Edward Kennedy, Senator Edward Kennedy. Because of his consistent voting record against small business issues, I consider Senator Ted Kennedy of Massachusetts to be the arch enemy of small business. He once, and here's when I finally came to this conclusion. This isn't gratuitous, folks. Senator Kennedy once called any small business that doesn't provide health care insurance for its employees, he called them bottom feeders. Now, the same man who, now he's not running for president, I know that, but I'm going to get to that in a second. The same man that voted, that consistently obstructs the association health plans, the same senator that consistently tried to obstruct medical savings accounts and health savings accounts, MSAs and now HSAs, they've morphed into that. And the next step is association health plans. The same man that consistently prevents you and me from having from improving the opportunity for us to have health care for our employees, health care insurance for our employees, calls those of us who just can't afford it, calls us bottom feeders. I have the speech, if you'd like to see it. I have the speech where he did that. So that's when I started calling him. If he wants to call us bottom feeders, that's when I started calling him the archenemy of small business. And by the way, I've invited him to be on the show. We're working on that, believe it or not. A second Bush term, in my opinion, a second term for George Bush, will make Senator Kennedy very unhappy. And I believe that anything that makes Senator Kennedy, any election results, I should say, that makes Senator Kennedy unhappy is good for small business. And I hope you'll forgive me for my little rant there on him, but that helps me. I feel better getting that off my chest. Ladies and gentlemen, one last point here is on terrorism. We're in a global war on terrorism that's not good for our small businesses. Mr. Bush didn't start it, but I do believe he's trying to win it. I have 10 things here that you've heard me say before that I believe are true about the war on terror. Number one, all people who are free or want to be, regardless of where they live on the planet Earth, are in a global war against radical Islamic terrorists. Number two, the war on terror has no front lines, rear areas, demilitarized zones, or safe harbors. Number three, the war on terror is not about oil or Israel. The goal of the terrorists is global domination by radical Islam, which would take civilization back to the first millennium A.D. Number four, the terrorists will never employ or respond to diplomacy or negotiation. They will kill and create chaos until they win or are killed. Number five, success in a war on terror will not come to the naive, the passive, or the squeamish. Number six, mistakes have been made in dealing with terrorists by many governments and their leaders for many years. More mistakes will be made. Number seven, the enemy is the terrorist, not those who make mistakes trying to fight them. Number eight, by themselves, terrorists cannot defeat us. They can only diminish our resolve and cause us to defeat ourselves. Number nine, the future of the free world is at stake. Number 10, it is absolutely possible that we could lose the war on terror. I believe that Mr. Bush will be better at fighting terror than Mr. Kerry. And that's why I will vote, one of the reasons why I will be voting for George Bush tomorrow. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you for allowing me to get that off my chest. I'll be right back with Brian Tracy after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.